something's there.
You understand? He said, when it pleased God. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yes.
Who separated him from his mother's womb,
right,
to put him in the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when it pleased him to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
Oh, I tell you. Didn't make no difference whether he spoke with more tongue than all of them. They say tongue just couldn't tell it.
That's right.
You understand what I'm talking about here?
Yeah.
You understand?
Amen.
You see? It has to be revealed. The meaning of these things that you just read in the book has to be revealed. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did I stop you doing for? I haven't lost the continuity of thought. More than likely you have, but I haven't. Because your mind rung up on a tangent. See? And you can't follow through.
Mm-hmm.
So then what I have to do every once in a while, I go back and bring you up to date.
Mm-hmm.
See, now we've talked about
to the law and to the temple.
Right. And I had Dr. Hester over there and read that Jesus Christ was not mentioned in the law.
That's right.
See? I don't know where it's from. Now, if they don't speak like it's mentioned over there, then that's because there's no light.
Right.
You see?
Yeah.
Now, that was Isaiah that was.
Right.
And that was God that said, I'll give you a sign.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, now Isaiah said he's going to give me a
sign. That's right.
You see it now?
Yeah.
All right. He said, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name.
Amen.
You see, now what I would do if it was me in the way I've always done, ever since God elevated me on earth. And the Spirit said, behold, the burden shall be seen to run toward the sun, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. Wonderful. No, you got out there, you see, he said a Roman Catholic. He said, talking about the mother of God, she was being a mother. You understand?
Yes.
And you go on from there. That's not the way I do. You understand? I question God. Why is it that you're going to have a burden to bring forth the son?
Mm-hmm.
What's that for? In the first place, a burden, too.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yes.
I'm not disputing with God that he didn't say that, but I want to know why he is. Why can't? Give me an idea. You see how I make my investigation?
Yes.
Now look. Listen. We told you that matter comes from spirit, and spirit didn't have no conceivable shape and form.
Right.
And spirit was the sum total of everything. Is that right?
Right.
Then we told you that God himself taking on this shape and form, a spirit taking on a descriptive shape and form that you could see and read in the Revelation. Isn't that right?
Then
we said after you took all that form, he created the angel, and then afterwards he created the physical. Isn't that right? We told you that the invisible was understood by the visible.
Right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Then if pure spirit taking on this shape and form, and understand, and then come on down and come on this, then you hear me. The earth itself, which is a physical,
is
got to be produced in its organic.
Mm-hmm.
And inorganic. That's got to be a 489. Of physical matter.
Mm-hmm.
without any descriptive shape or without any descriptive form.
Right.
You see that?
Right. Amen.
You see it now?
Yes. If that's the way it did was back there and it'll fall through the if that's the way that was, then that's the way matter's got to be.
All right.
Well, say that. In the beginning. In the beginning of what? Read on now. In the beginning of this vision.
Right.
You understand? Now we got you up a tree. Both ways. Every kind of way.
Right.
See? In the beginning of his vision. Not the beginning of the creation. Because I told you he created the incorporeal first, the angels.
Took
on the shape and form first. And then respected that down in matter.
All right.
In the physical earth.
That's all right.
Is that right?
Right.
You see? And I'm investigating. I told you the Godhead and everything else.
All right.
You see? All right. Not in matter, then. You was reading over that John on the Isle of Patmos, wasn't it? Somebody was. You see? But now what in the world is he reading over that for? What's he reading here and yonder for? You understand? I told you that that God that created the heaven and earth was manifested in a physical body. Is that right?
Right.
Walked around here.
See?
Now you're thinking to read over that in Matthew. 121. Now we went to the law and we found out from the law that his name shall be. You understand? Called Emmanuel. And these names have interpretation. They mean that.
All right,
read in Matthew.
And she shall bring.
Why are you reading?
Matthew 121.
All right, read.
And she shall bring forth a son.
And she shall, this virgin shall bring forth a son.
And thou shalt call his name Jesus.
And thou shalt call his name Jesus.
For he shall save his people from their sins.
Now, where Jesus means saved. He's translated Greek. Greek means Jesus means saved.
Right.
Christ means anointed.
Right.
You understand? See, but that's not the reason.
That's right.
That's right. You understand? Let's say the New Testament written first in Greek. I beg your pardon. It wasn't no big thing.
That's right.
Everything you can get your hand on, you don't realize all of everything you get your hand on. Like that, what number of a wild man.
Right.
Now let me show you the colossal stupidity in that. You won't lose the thing. You won't lose the fall, will you?
No.
See? Now God is talking to Israel. Said, that's no day that I'll make a new covenant with Israel. Is that right?
Right.
When he spoke in Hebrew, is that right?
Right.
They have to speak this, because that's what they're speaking Hebrew.
Right.
And if God speaks in anything else but Hebrew, they wouldn't understand what he was talking about. Most wouldn't know.
That's
neither
right.
The children of Israel.
Right.
And this is the speech. This is the first church. And this is the speaking. God speaking. Church means congregation assembly. There was congregation that's around Mount Sinai. God is speaking and says that I am the Lord thy God that brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of Pharaoh. Thou shalt not have no other God before me. You see what I mean?
Yes.
See, put it down right here.
All right.
Got Matthew writing the New Testament. Mark writing the New Testament. Luke writing the New Testament. Paul writing the New Testament. John, I don't care who you want to put it. Anybody. You see, God said, I'll do that.
That's right.
Now, it was God that wrote If you understand Jehovah,
right.
It's God's going to write the news.
Right.
Now, listen, folks. Listen, I want to show you how silly it is.
Now, if God made a new covenant, or made a first, speaking in Hebrew to them, and it's the same God that's making a new covenant with the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you look at how fools
talking to them in Greek.
That's right.
See, what your trouble is, you don't know the difference between the New Testament and the biography.
That's right.
And the doctrine written by the apostles.
Amen.
You see? Almost everything that you can think of is historic.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You see? The name and everything else.
Right.
You see? Now look. Go back now and read the burdens of conceived right before the sunlight shall call his name Emmanuel. Now you guys don't hear Jesus. Now that's interpolated. That was not in the original text.
That's right.
All right, read.
Now all this was done.
That it might be fulfilled. Now you see that, folks? The thing goes on right back there.
That's right.
It's spoken of.
It was spoken of the Lord. By the prophet Jeremiah.
By the prophet Isaiah. Saying.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and shall bring forth a son.
And they shall call his name Emmanuel.
All right.
Now, what's the interpretation?
Okay. Is God with us?
Now, you remember I told you God himself was manifested in that body.
All right.
It says, which by interpretation, a virgin has brought forth that son. You understand? A virgin. Bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which by interpretation is God with us. The God has made the universe and is so gigantic, is now in the form, taking form of a physical man.
Right, right.
And Paul is looking at it that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself.
Right.
You understand? That's the reason why when he spoke, everything responded.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? Why? Because this is the creator that brought everything into existence. It's manifested in this body.
Yeah.
Without controversy, without any argument, without any scientific or philosophical or academic research of any kind, without controversy, without any debate or argumentation, without controversy, this is the mystery of God. God was manifested. Is that right?
Yeah. Right.
All right. And that version brought forth. Is that right? Thou wouldst not, but a body hast thou prepared for me. Then said I, no, I come in the volume of the book. What are you talking about? I'm coming like the law and the prophet said I would come.
Right.
You understand? In the volume of the book, as it is written of me. What are you going to do when you get here to do thy will, O God? What's happening? He taken away the first that he might establish the second. You understand what I'm talking about? And now here, the people are out here dealing with the things that was under the old covenant, the natural ordinance of the thing. You see, when you come in to fulfill and to move out of the way, and when you dip down with foot washing, you understand, dip down within you. You deny that the same God incarnated in that body, that Jesus instituted the law. You understand? Was incarnated in that body. And he was the only one that could move it. You understand?
Right.
And he told it, don't you think that I come to destroy the law of the prophets? But I come to fulfill. Yes, sir. I tell thee, that 1 John 1:2 of the law shall they know I pass until it is all fulfilled.
Right.
And when he has fulfilled everything, bowed his head in the locks of his shoulders. How long ago got on that? He said, "Spirit, what spirit? I'm spirit, close to the Lord.
That's right.
The name of the Father, the natural thing, the Father, my son,
And when you bring it up here in these congregations and all, you deny that it took all those kind on you. You deny that he made a new covenant. You deny that he removed the old one. You understand? And that's why Jude is complaining. You understand?
These old lines, y'all got to calm yourself free.
Waving their license around. You understand? Talking about a D.D. You understand? You know, Max Clayton is pretty dangerous. I went to Morehouse Theological Seminary. I went to Payne Theological Seminary. I went to Yale. I went to Harvard. I went to Washington. Here is my degree. See, now you're supposed to accept that. There's a party. But when you get in and speak, you find the spirit there.
Carl Marley.
You say, you can't penetrate that spiritual realm. You understand? Suddenly just think, yes, I've been carnal just like you. All of you have been.
That's right.
From Adam on down. All of us. That's why it necessitates a new birth.
Right. Yeah.
You understand? Nobody got no business running around boasting and blowing and bragging about something. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Nobody got no preeminence over nobody.
Right.
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And you're no smarter than nobody else.
Right.
God give you a sufficient amount of intelligence to understand and to comprehend this person.
Right. Right.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You understand it? As it says on that in the first chapter of St. John, God enlighteneth every man that comes in the world.
Right.
Give you a sufficient amount of intelligence. You understand that? You want to stand straight up and look at the thing as it is. And it is revealed from God. And then deny.
Yeah.
Say, for me, it's my fault. I've done my job.
That's right.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
That's right.
He shall call his name in man, which is by interpretation God with us. Now he's been walking around saying, look, I ain't come in my own name. I come in my Father's name. What is your Father's name?
Yahweh.
What's your name? Joshua. What's the name of the Holy Ghost? Eloiah.
Right.
Hebrew name.
Right.
Not Greek.
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
That's why he's coming to his Father. And he walks around. Now you what? Walk around talking about my Father. My Father. Boy, 12 of them. One of them says, there's 12. Now you've been talking about your Father a long time. My son's father's name is supposed to be Joseph. And your mother's name is
Mary.
Now you've been talking about your father. Now you saw us a lot. You just pointed here. So we won't be in no more debt. Are you listening now?
Yeah.
Here you talk to Philip. Have I been so long a time with you? And you don't know me. When you see me, you see the Father.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir.
All right.
See?
That's right.
You understand?
Yeah. When you didn't see me,
I perceived him come forth from the Father.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
And when you see me, you see the Father. I told you matter comes from spirit. I told you that pure spirit, the line of demarcation or incorporeal relation comes from spirit.
Right.
The
you understand? And when you see where I come from and where I go back to, then there's no more question about it.
Okay.
You see what I'm talking about? Now, when you see that, then you see the Father. God that made the universe was manifested in a body. Sacrificed and burnt offering, God was not but a body. And shall prepare it for me. And said, I know I come in the body, but as it written, we desire to be on God. You understand? Well, the Sanhedrin comes and said, well, it's easy. All that says, he's the Messiah. Why do you report up here to us, to 70? So he went out down there, hooping and hollering out there and running around out there in the wilderness and around through Galilee and Jerusalem, and no one place, nothing. Why didn't he come to see us, then, and tell us that he was the Messiah? I go to the rabbi, I wrote, I got to go to him. You see? Well, now when he was 12 years old, then he come back out of Egypt. You understand?
Right.
You see, at 12, when he was 13, he was considered grown. You understand? When he was 12 years old, and the prophet said, Elijah suddenly appeared in the temple. Isn't that right?
Right.
He went up there to the Feast of the Passover, isn't that right?
Right.
And he was 12 years old, and Mary and Martin and Joseph and them went on the crowd, went on back to where he come from. Is that right? See, and they left him up there, and he left that off with the Sanhedrin Council, the doctors of the law, the doctors. You understand what I'm talking about? My
boy. Is that right?
Right.
Suddenly it
says,
is that right?
Right.
They were astonished.
Is that right?
That's right.
Is that what you're supposed to say?
That's right.
Then Mary and Joseph and them, they gone on with crowds, you know, just like the rest of them. They gone on with crowds. Whole day, and they gone out, they gone on. That's true. Go on out back up back up at that threshold. And when they found him, you understand? He was up there in the temple talking to the doctors that said the same down to the smart boy prescribed the fire and it controlled and governed it interpreted the law. And they were astonished at the things he said. Is that right?
Right.
And when they found him, this is what they said, they said, now give. Boy, don't you know no better than that? But don't you know we went a whole day journey again? Well, as soon as you were in the crowd, you ought not to do like that. He said, look here, woman, don't you know?
That's right.
And don't you see it suddenly
appeared
in the tent?
That's right.
Ignoring what he was saying. You see, they ain't no we ain't know nothing about it. You understand? And yet the prophet said a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and they told him why he was supposed to be born in Bethlehem of Judea. I ain't got time to go into all that. You understand? Is that right?
Right.
And you remember here. But all the fulfilling law and prophecy. Herod, you know, had them children slaughtered, you know. You see? And the God appeared to Joseph in a dream and told him to take the young tribe and flee into Egypt. Isn't that right?
Right.
And that was done when the children were slain, that Rachel was weeping for her children.
Right.
Is that right? That's the prophecy said to that's what you do, ain't that right? Oh, everything, every move he made from the time is conceived. You understand?
Right.
You just said that, burden shall conceive. You see, ain't that what the Annunciation said?
Yeah.
It said, that which is conceived.
That's right.
It is of the Holy Ghost. That's you understand?
That's right.
Birth, you understand? Burden, give birth. To a son, ain't that right?
Right.
And thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which is by interpretation, God with us. Is that right?
Right.
Children, I know what I'm talking
about.
Amen. You see, I'm not guessing. That's right. Not speculating. And if you hear me, you can say one
thing.
All right. Now, see, they didn't know. And they went on through the years and finally, by and by. And when they crucified him, they didn't know.
That's right.
Paul said if they had known.
That's right.
Second chapter of 1 Corinthians said if they had known, they never would have crucified the Lord. And when Peter got up after Pentecost, they did receive the Holy Ghost. Ain't that right? Said you, all the house of Israel, know all the whole truth. That's right. You understand? Everything. All right. See what I'm talking about? You know, sure. If you were bringing in, you would have taken and crucified the Lord in Christ. Ain't that right? And you understand?
Right.
And God has raised him up from the dead. Ain't that right? Now when they was heard that, they were quick in their hearts. They was now, what shall we do? Ain't that right?
That's right.
repent of God, have all money.
That's right.
And be immersed in his name.
Right.
Now baptized in his name.
Right.
And I said, I thought you didn't believe in water baptism. Well, that ain't what's on my water.
That's right.
You understand?
That's right.
And there was preaching up there, Jesus had said, John 5:39. He that believeth on me. And the scripture that says, you know, read back in the scripture of the Lord, the scripture that says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And you know just as well as I do, the Colorado River or nothing like that don't run out of nobody's belly.
No, that's right.
John said, this takes care of the Spirit. Because at the time that he spoke those words, the Spirit was not yet here.
Right.
But when Peter and them was preaching up down the day of Pentecost, was preaching according to the Scriptures, ain't that right? You understand? Living water! What glory!
Right.
They got it right. You see what I'm talking about? Repent. Every father died, every one. Nobody got no excuse.
Right.
Oh, see, they got it right. You understand?
Right.
Verse
7. Verse 7. Remember I told you? Now I'm questioning. Why did God say verse 7?
Now you read over that. And I did. The verse what should be. You read over in Matthew, you understand?
Right.
Now I'm questioning God. Now why it works? Did he say that? You see?
Right.
Now you read that.
You see?
Now you know where to read. You see? You get the point?
Right.
See, you're lost for Captain Brick running wrecking. John doing on out of
Patmos.
Okay. See? See? You whether what they said about this or whether it was there or not. See? See, you have to do something to me. See? Now, John wasn't, if John wasn't on out of Patmos, Moses wasn't. He didn't.
Jesus told
him more. Are you into that? See? He told me that the dead, God said, would cause some of them to be in heaven.
Right.
And if he put in prison for my name's sake, you understand? But stop. That's right.
Right.
One by one. Is that right?
Right.
Well,
and
he
just
go down in there.
And look over that. Now you have to follow me, because you don't, you can't see what I'm talking about. You understand? Look over that, and there's John. He didn't say anything about what's going to happen, John.
That's right.
Right on the carpet they put him.
Mm-hmm.
They asked him about it. Said, well, what about this guy? John. See.
Now
stand
right
here. This is what he said. What if I will? That is terrible. So I turn. What's that show did? Not this night. Peter, you have to know the fact that the Lord has chosen you to try to come up with the heaven. See? Understand? James, here is written dead. Is that right?
Right.
Many of them have been put to death. Is that right?
Right.
And here John, he's escaped all those things. You understand? That's right. And he's got to be on the Isle of Patmos. See? And now, this beginning and this end has got to be just like. You see?
Now Moses saw the earth surrounded by water in the beginning of his vision. That's in the beginning of the vision.
Right.
Like you help me now. Y'all help me with this subject. Because I'm going to try to get through it as quick as I possibly can. You understand? He said, now. You understand?
Yes.
He said, now, his life was preserved. Moses had said, you said to the law and to the testimony, they speak not according to this word. Virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and God shall call his name in that. Is that right?
Right.
Now look. Look. That, see, comes from spirit. You understand? And it's inorganic. That's unorganized. A mass, a coding mass. I use the words, see, of an agglomeration. Conglomerate. It means a holy mass of hundreds, thousands, of many specifications on that mass. That's the condition that it comes. Having passed through the first stage, you understand? See? And all that. Sure it is. That common, the next to it, the time of breath, the structure. And being created by the power, by God himself. The invisible is understood by the visible. See, and so the invisible comes from, took on the appropriate, then created, then the visible, pouring mass of matter. See, it's got to be, understand, surrounded by water. The earth has got to be surrounded by water. And Moses received him in the beginning of his vision. In the beginning, in Genesis. You understand? You understand? Now that's where Moses is. If you take the 24th chapter of Exodus, there, then you see that he went up in that mountain and God is showing this to him in a vision. You understand? He shows him the production of the earth. He shows him the man. The Adam, taken out of the bowels of the womb of Mother Earth. Now here comes this virgin. See? God the Father. See? When he comes. See, Mother Earth, the mother. See, the thousand womb of Mother Earth. Before any sin is committed upon her, God reached in the Bible. You understand? For that virgin, Mother Earth. You understand? And took that woman out of there. You understand? Just like this one proceeds and comes from indescribable. You understand? Therefore, God said, if it was that way in that case, then a virgin would have to conceive and bring forth a son, and God would have to call his name in the manner. You understand? But it's by such a thing, the Creator went on, and the body that he had. You understand? And his mind.
Now, you understand now? Your body is the truth?
That's why I did. Now, this is the law that was here, and this is, I mean, when Moses is writing in Genesis, and then here's the prophet, you see, and that way, that math, and it's coming, first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, so forth and so on, and it's taking on shape and form. See, in vegetation, you understand, flowers, you understand, every time you come upon that operation, it goes through that veil. Now, y'all show it now, see, MC, now you're coming down again back here, see. And every time you come through that day, because each one of these days that Moses is seeing this vision up here on the mountain, you understand? Right. And he's just writing down, telling you what he saw in the vision. Mm-hmm. Now in the beginning of the vision, you understand? See, earth was surrounded by water. You understand? Right. Now what? Mm-hmm. If that's true, see, he got to see him up there in the 24th chapter of Exodus 9 and 10 before he was created. And he writes down what he said. He said, the cloud covered the mountain 6 days. And Moses was 6 days seeing that vision run back over. He sees in that vision, he sees God create the heaven and the earth. And they understand, he sees it without shape and form. He sees it surrounded by water. He sees God divide the light from the darkness. And you understand? Now listen, don't you see the veil dividing the scene here? Don't you see that? Then God divides the light from the darkness. God divides the light above and the light beneath. You understand? Now let's see what some boys are doing over there. You're working right by that fence. You can't tell me nothing. Because you don't know nothing to tell me.
Why, God,
Dug down there, and the geologists have dug down there in the earth, and they've got those great big
bone to those masters, and they had assembled them together. You understand the structure? They put them in the museums all around over the country. You can go in there and see them. They're great big ones. So now what happened to them? See? What's that? Well, now, wait a minute. I said, now, this is prehistoric. I mean, ain't nobody wrote on this, you understand? What we're doing now, that's pre, before history began to be written.
Yes.
Pre or before historic. We're science. We're researching. See what happens then? Well, I came to join the Glacial period. Of the earth. You understand? She did a big step. See, the snow, ice, what a method off the mountain. Glacial period, you understand? Stayed off, you understand? And covered up and inundated or covered in dinosaurs, aren't you? You understand what I mean? And their bones, they're petrified in the clay. That's way back down in the Carboniferous in the ocean. You understand? You understand? Yeah. The prehistoric. You see, he said, now that's why I believe the study of science. You see, that's how I'm going on behind the cloud. But you understand what I'm talking about? And we're presenting to you nothing but facts. You understand? That this old God didn't create the dinosaurs. And that gold, this famous prehistoric and most, he's writing a creed, the hidden of the creation of heaven and earth. And he's telling you on the fifth day, those creeping things, the dinosaurs and all the rest of it, he's writing the history of the creation itself. And his matter and his creation, and most is writing that. Now how can you get any further back than that? Writing the history of it himself. Can't be nothing prehistoric. He's not wrote up. But this is coming from God. And Moses just writing down what he seen in the vision. Okay. See, now that's back here. You better go again. Okay. Get on that floor and get that chalk. I'm trying to play games now. And I'm going to just talk to y'all. You understand? You see? Now then, that's the Andrew. And the Pope. You see what I mean? No, you just might as well stay here. You ain't going nowhere to learn nothing about it, right? Okay. See? Now then, Moses is writing the history. Now, see, in these days back here, Moses said, there were giants. Is that right? Man made in the likeness and image of God. And God is great. You see? And this is that great heaven anthropomorphic being. You understand that occupies the eternity. You understand a man being made in his likeness and in his image. You understand? He was a great big man. Yeah, that's what we were on that week. You see that about that? And so also were the animals. Yes. Yes, the dinosaur. See that? The man, great big. By the great God, our great man. Everything emanating from man. You see what I'm talking about? Now, as man's comprehension and understanding, which is mystery, was hid in God until time for it to be revealed. Now, when it's revealed, that mystery is which is hid in God is revealed. You understand? And as they begin to see visions and revelations, you understand? Then that man, you see, he begins to diminish.
Yes.
See, he begins to diminish that a great big physical person, you understand? And yet his intelligence is understanding. That's his brain. And another thing in your body, you understand? It's going down.
This man, being kicked out of the church, so to speak, he had a thought, had a thing on his mind, and this is the thing that we're going to have the scripture readers to read. It's Acts 17, about 30.
Acts 17, 30.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time of this ignorance,
Now, see, he was out here in the church. He was a preacher. He was in the Bible and the Christian world. And he knew that there was an ignorance out there. There were people that weren't agreeing with each other. And he says, in the times of this ignorance, we now, he knew there was going to be a time when Yahweh was going to wink at that ignorance reading.
But now, commanded all men everywhere to repent.
But he says, but now, in other words, he set a line of demarcation in there. He says, there's going to be a point